Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Guys, welcome to Super Mecha Cast. It's our podcast, episode 39.
Yeah.
That's a big number. 39, getting bigger every week.
Almost
That's 40. Crazy.
We're almost there. We're almost there to the big 4-0.
The big 4-0 over the hill. Anyway, guys, this is kind of a special episode because it's also, this is coming out not exactly on, but one day after the birthday of our channel, the 1 year birthday. So I guess look at that. Happy birthday to Super Mega.
Yeah, a whole year's happened. We have over 200,000 subscribers. We have over 3 billion YouTube views.
3 billion, guys. Thank you so much for that.
We have opened up 5 new bank accounts in our names, thanks to you guys.
Couple overseas ones that the good old IRS don't know about, but don't tell them for us.
Yeah, they're going to legitimately use this for information. Because you know people who work at the IRS don't understand YouTube or any sort of like kind of internet communications.
Or humor, and they're going to hear this and be like, well, let's audit them and investigate. So, geez, well, fuck, well, now someone's dad's going to work for the IRS and hear them listening to this in the background and be like, those sons of bitches.
Yeah, the IRS are only afraid of people in airplanes.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, welcome to episode 39. Got some fun topics today, but like we said, it is the 1 year anniversary. It is the birthday of our channel. So I just want to give a thank you to everyone who has listened to our podcast, watched our videos, our live action, our gaming stuff, and supported us throughout this year. It's been a really fun ride so far. I'm sorry, dude, my phone just went off.
As you're picking up, but I also like to say thank you. It's really cool to see the support we get. We've actually started to get some super mega animations, which is really cool. I don't know, there's something about seeing people be creative on top of just our bullshit commentary. It's almost like, see what you can make out of this.
Yeah, we really appreciate animations that you guys make, and some of them are really, really good. So thank you guys for people who make those. I think that we are both incredibly thankful for you guys bringing us to 200,000, over 200,000 subscribers in just 1 year. That is when we started the channel last April, we did not think that we would get to. We thought maybe 100,000 in the first year. We did
yeah,
not.
That was
expect,
our goal.
Our goal was 100,000 in 1 year. We did not expect to double that goal, go over 200,000. I think we're at 208,000 right now at the time of recording this. Because at the time of recording this, it is Wednesday, April 12th, 2017, which is the 1 year birthday of our channel. So I'm really proud of how far we've all, you know, brought it this far.
Why were no special videos uploaded to celebrate your 1 year?
We're fucking busy. We got busy lives.
Why do you need to celebrate? You can celebrate yourselves. You can draw pictures. You can
make a little birthday cake that says Super Mega on it and send it to us. Don't send it to us. Like, take a picture and send it to us. Don't send us an actual birthday cake in the mail, because that shit would be disgusting. And
send us those pictures. You can do that through Super Mega Birthday Cake Podcast Talking Pictures at gmail.com.
That's not a real... Well, yeah, go ahead. Just send it. Send it to that. Sure.
See what happens.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much. A big thank you. I know we rag on our viewers a lot, but at the end of the day, we are very thankful for the last year, all the support we've received, and all of the people who have come to enjoy our content in one form or another, whether it be the podcast or the games or the live action or all of it all together. We have so much more of that on the way. You know, it's only been 1 year, but here's to another year of fun content, of new games, of a lot more live action.
Let's
fingers
hope,
crossed.
You know, we've been promising that, and then we've dropped
the ball.
We've had
over
nothing to show for it in the year of 2017.
We have some good
the
live
whole
action.
Year.
Well, we have good. Oh, in 2017,
we have one male opening video.
I thought you meant since we started the channel. Yeah. Well, life is, believe it or not, you know, we got lives outside of YouTube that they're very busy. We have our own, you know.
Ups and downs,
ups
all
and downs
around.
That happen here and there. So it's not always easy doing highly produced content like live action stuff. It's not always easy to it's easy to drop the ball on that stuff. But
yeah,
from this point out, we're trying to make an effort. We've been talking about it a lot. Making we really want to get back into doing sketch comedy. We love doing that. You know, I did that on Kids of Problems. Ryan did it on Syndigo. So we really want to make Super Mega a new platform to release, get back to our roots with the sketch stuff and release that on here. And it is eventually coming. I know it just seems like it's taking forever. We keep promising stuff and then it just seems like it's taking forever. But we are very thankful for all of the support and all of you that watch and listen to us. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Looking back a year in reflection, we've played, about probably 100 games, I'd say?
Yeah.
Some series, a lot of one-offs. I think total we've played about 100 games so far in one year. We've released 39 podcast episodes, big handful of live action videos, a couple experiments here and there. So looking back on the first year of our channel, what do you have a specific favorite moment? Let's do it. Let's pick a favorite moment and then pick a favorite video and then pick a favorite series. Can you do that?
Okay. Favorite moment was unfortunately not caught on camera, but it was a part of the narrative. It was when we went to Area 51, that whole experience. But there was something about the lights turning off and just being out in the middle of the desert where
Oh, yeah, when we were at the gate to Area 51 and they shut the lights off on us.
Yeah.
I wish we got that on camera.
I know. I turned it off right when it happened.
I know you... it was so cool, though, but...
Because I'm a dirty boy. And,
well, I don't blame you. That scared the shit out of me. I would have done the same thing. I would have just been like, all right, we're done filming. Let's go.
No. Like, I turned it off before they...
Oh, it was. Oh yeah, it was right before they shut
the
lights off.
Yeah. So, fun. Let's see, what's the favorite video?
What's your favorite video we've done on the channel?
It's definitely one of the live action ones. I'm trying to think of which one would be my favorite.
I mean, I had a great time. I think as far as, memories go, I think the Area 51 video was the most fun to make.
Yeah.
Because just that whole trip was really fun.
Oh. You and I still, I think, agree that we wish we kind of kept our R rating.
Yeah, we kind of viraled that one up, made it more family friendly, hoping to see. It was kind of like an experiment to see, hey, can we do something kind of viral? And it worked. We reached 1 million views on that, but
yeah, but someone knew how to be more viral than us, and we've talked about this before. But
fuck you.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't.
Mewtwo,
mean it.
You didn't find Mewtwo. Don't put him in the thumbnail and make people think you did. Just saying.
Yeah, don't. Well, they got a lot of dislikes for that, for putting Mewtwo in the thumbnail, and then
yeah,
they didn't find it. Who turned the AC on? God damn it!
Turned it off, Ryan.
Someone had turned on the AC, which is very loud in the back, especially of a podcast, because there's no other background audio.
If we had 2 million subscribers, that shit wouldn't happen.
Nope. So for me, favorite moment. Did you finish? Did you pick up?
I didn't. I can't. I don't know. I just say any live action video, I think, is just a good favorite. I don't think I have a favorite video. In terms of series.
You have a favorite podcast episode?
Oh, favorite podcast episode? The one with Chris. Because my favorite moment of the podcast is like, I fucked your son and threw him in the river. Like that whole thing, which is in... It belongs to a larger story that was told on the podcast.
I think that was episode 11 of our podcast.
Was it episode 11?
I think that was...
It's the first one with Chris. His name is in red font.
It's called An Evening with Oni. That's the name of the podcast episode.
That's definitely my favorite podcast episode.
That's taking it way back to when we recorded... the podcast and all the gaming videos, we recorded that in our living room.
Yep.
We'd pull chairs up. So basically we had a computer hooked up to the TV. Yeah. Before we get back to talking about like our favorite moments, let's just go back to how we kind of started doing it. We had a TV in our living room that we had this computer hooked up to that would be recording the audio or the game, both usually depending on, but for a podcast, just the audio. And we'd all pull chairs. Well, shit, I almost spilled a drink. We'd all pull chairs up and sit, all around the TV. And we had these microphones on these like bendable arms that we'd clip onto the TV stand.
And we had the take on and off that ruined the table because it scraped
the edges
of the table.
But we'd
but it's an IKEA table, so who really gives a shit?
I think we saw it recently. It was like $30. So
yeah.
But we'd all, you know, we'd sit around and we'd just pull the chairs up and sit in our echoey apartment that we had just moved into. We just finally started putting more furniture in, so it's not so empty. But we'd just sit there late evening and just record podcasts, and it was good time. Well, I had a really good time. I'm very fond of those days of recording in our living room because I love this recording studio at the Grumps office that we used. It's incredible. Great sound quality and everything.
There were also a lot of moments within the apartment that we kind of took advantage of too. Just like the comfortability of being in our own home and also just being able to record something live action right away if we needed it. Here it's a bit harder because either a camera's being used or the camera's back at home.
Yeah.
So it was a lot easier probably to you can see in recent Let's Plays, we're putting some more live action back into them.
Yeah, we want to do more of that.
As much as you guys want the live action content, you have no idea how much we want to make it. But we're, as Matt said, really fucking busy.
We're
about to clear up, but every time... our schedule clears up, something happens, one of us goes on a trip, more work is dropped onto us.
Life is unpredictable, because at the end of the day, we do edit all the Game Grumps videos, we edit all the videos for Susie's channel, and for our own channel, so we manage a lot of big daily channels that release videos on the daily, and that's not that's not something that we can just do really quickly. That's something that takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to do. But yeah, our job. So that has to be our main focus over Super Mega because, you know, we are employed. So that's our job. So we got to take that very seriously. But, you know, sometimes Super Mega unfortunately does fall to kind of be like not a priority. It has to kind of go on the back burner for a while. And I hate when that happens, but unfortunately, it just kind of is what we have to do sometimes.
It is what it is.
But, you know, we always do come back and pick it back up and put a lot more effort into it whenever we're not so busy. But, I mean, it's to expect with our channel. It kind of happens sometimes. But we always
making videos on a website. We're not a...
Two 21-year-olds, or you're 22, but two young dudes just trying to pay rent and make videos the best they can.
Just two young dudes.
So at the end of the day,
trying
to
make it through the world.
Some of y'all got all these high expectations, but we're just two young dudes trying to make videos and trying to manage editing videos for other people. So yeah, it's kind of a stressful when you add in the stress of personal life on top of all that. But
yep.
But guys, I have deeply enjoyed doing this channel a lot. If I had to pick a favorite video.
Wait, I need to say my favorite series. My favorite series, honestly, my favorite series right now is the Destroy All Humans series.
Ever?
It's the most current series. Right now, because I'm just having a lot of fun playing the game. Like, it's a game that I love playing, and I also, like, I really enjoy editing it. It's just a goofy game. I'm just having a good time editing, playing, and all that shit, so...
Yeah, if I had to look back at a favorite series, I don't know. I really liked the Pikmin series just because I think that stretched through a long period of time. That's kind of nostalgic. So I did like the Pikmin series a lot. And then it spawned the whole soup video we did, Ryan's soup. That was disgusting. Yeah.
I mean, as much as I do like the Donkey Kong Country playthrough, and I know that was probably expected to be my favorite or one of my favorites, I have this weird thing. That's back when we were making all of every single old joke that I kind of disdain today is is really,
in that series. Yeah, it's in the Pikmin series too, here and there. I think we stopped throughout the Pikmin series, but I mean, our humor has definitely changed because I was watching.
Well, we've become more comfortable.
I guess,
I don't know. It's like in the beginning we were trying to find a voice, and then we just
we were new to it. We didn't really know
how to go about a Let's Play channel.
You sink more into it as time goes on, and what we like more, which I'm glad we're finding what we like more and what we make. But a lot of the old videos, I go back, I still you know, think fondly of them, but I don't necessarily laugh at them anymore because I'm just like, eh.
We'll probably
say that about this.
Yeah, we'll probably thinking that about. No, there's no way we think about that with Katamari, would we? Who knows?
Katamari was probably my favorite series because I think I just had a really good time playing that, and I thought all the episodes turned out real nice. I really like the Bible series too. I'm disappointed that
we can't get that thing to work.
Yeah, we can. Well,
game's not working, or no, it's not the game.
It's the GameCube thing. We haven't tried it in months. It might work now.
We could try it live on the podcast.
If you want.
Can you give Jose a call?
Jose, we're not recording this podcast at like 11 p.m., so it's almost 6 p.m. where Jose is.
He's definitely probably working.
What was this, like episode 33 we first brought this up, like six episodes ago?
We can't get a hold of him. So explain for those who are a little confused of the situation, why are we calling your good friend Jose?
Because I've
met him.
He's a great guy.
A kid that slams his hand on windows passing by strangers.
He does do that, and that makes me very embarrassed. But Jose, we had a discussion a long time ago how Jose spent hundreds of dollars on the app Clash of Clans.
Yep.
And we were wondering what was going through his mind that made him do that. So we wanted to give him a call, and I think on two or three podcasts, we tried to give him a call to get him on an interview on the podcast, and he never answered. So
here's another try.
Yeah, we're going to give him a call.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Come on, Jose.
Come on, don't do it again. Don't make us wait for another episode.
Does he never, ever answer his phone?
He always picks up his phone. I don't know what he's doing.
Your call is
come on. Voice message
do I have the right number? Yeah, I do. All right. Hold on.
Record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yep. Hey, Jose. It's your boy, Matt. We called you back on, like, episode 33 of our podcast, hoping to get you for an interview. And we've called you back on, like, 34 and more. And now we're recording episode 39 right now. So that was like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you still haven't picked up the damn phone. So we really want to get you on an interview on this podcast because we want to ask you some questions about something. And I have there's a story I would like for you to tell on this podcast. So please, hopefully, in episode 40, you'll pick up the the phone for the podcast. So
wait a second.
Hope you're doing well.
Maybe he'll do my number.
You want to give him a call?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, Jose. I didn't even think how that was also going in the.
Okay. In the voicemail.
All right. Here's Jose's number. Okay. All right, hold on. We're cutting, so you don't. Okay. just forget to cut out his number.
Yeah.
Swear to God, if he's just ignoring my calls.
And we find that out live on the podcast.
He might just be ignoring my calls.
Hello?
Son of a bitch.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I have a question for you, Jose. This is Ryan.
What's up, man? Hey. Sorry, I was just about to call Matt back. I'm at work.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. We caught you
avoiding Matt.
Wait. Are you at work right now?
No, I'm at work right now.
Are you managing?
Yes.
Do you look unprofessional on the phone right now?
I'm in the tea room, so yeah.
Ah, he's in the tea room.
What's the tea room?
It's where we made tea.
Oh, okay. Do you have time to answer a question for us, or do we have to wait for the next podcast?
Is this about the Clash of Clans?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I guess I can answer a quick question.
Okay, Matt. Here.
All right, Jose, why? I just want to know, like, why did you, how much money did you spend on Clash of Clans and why?
Jose?
You there? Jose?
Did we lose signal? Did we lose?
No, Jose? Hello?
Let me hear.
Hello?
Yeah, Jose, how much money did you spend on Clash of Clans total ever? No, it call failed.
No.
God damn it.
Is my service in here horrible?
No. Ah, damn it.
It's not bad. Look at my service.
He's at work right now, and he's also a manager, so I don't want him to get in trouble being on the phone. So maybe we'll have to wait for the next episode to figure out the exact number Jose spent on Clash of Clans.
Shit, we got so close. People are going to be like, no!
I know.
No!
Sorry, guys. But
Unless he calls back. If he calls back, we'll see.
I do want to actually get Jose on as a guest for the podcast. He's the guy from some of my old videos on Kids with Problems on, like, We Sell Drugs. Oh, wait, he's calling me.
Okay.
Jose?
Hey.
Hey, dude. Sorry, the call was cutting out.
Yeah, it went pretty, the service was bad.
Yeah, dude. Would you mind, Ant? Do you know how much money you spent on Clash of Clans total?
It was a little over $200.
Like, wait, how much would you spend at a time?
It started really, you know, I was very innocent, and I started with like the $5 ones, and then I realized, man, if I just bundle this together, like if I get a ton at once, I save so much money.
Yeah, you saved a lot of money.
Why was it worth it to you?
The addiction started whenever I got some iTunes gift cards at Christmas.
Okay.
And I already had like all the music I liked, so I wasn't gonna buy anything with iTunes. So I just had a bunch of iTunes credits stored up. And so that's when my addiction started. But I spent a little over $200 of my own money.
Wait, was it worth it? Did it make the game better?
No. It made it awful because I used the gems to speed up time, but then what ended up happening is I didn't have enough money once I got to a higher level to speed up the time that it would take to, you know, upgrade higher defenses. So I just ended up just leaving the app, just not playing it.
You don't play it anymore?
No, man. I'll go back every once in a while. I'll look at it, but it's pretty sad.
I actually have something that is on par that I just remembered.
What did you do?
With Halo armor permutations, because sometimes you have to get limited editions or do certain things.
So you spent a lot of money on Halo?
I went on eBay, and I bought codes off of eBay for Halo armor variants. Because they had, like...
Were they expensive?
They were sometimes, like, $20, $50.
No, wow. Oh, my God, for Halo skins? For armor?
Yeah. So I just remembered I did something really fucking stupid as well.
Well, Jose...
But it's worse because, Jose, it was Clash of Clans. It's not a AAA title. Is it?
Oh,
well, Clash of Clans is huge, or it was. Well,
it's not that big anymore.
Yeah, well, dude, thank you so much for finally answering that question for us. We've just been curious, you know.
Listen, dude, it's my pleasure.
Oh, that's good old Jose. Hey, we want to have you on as a full guest sometime. Maybe you can tell us that one story, you know the one at the beach.
Oh, the beach story?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to save that one for later.
All right, man. We'll get back to work. Make some people happy. Serve some chicken.
And come out here soon.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, come visit us soon. Miss you.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, see you, man.
All right, have
a... All right, bye.
I forgot that I spent a shit ton of money on Halo 3 armor shit.
I'm trying to think if there's anything. I think the app I spent money on was Tiny Tower. I spent a lot of money, not a lot of money, but I think total I maybe spent between $20 and $30 on Tiny Tower, which is still very, I think if I pick that up again today, I might get re-addicted to it. That's a very fun game. Do you ever play Tiny Tower?
No, I don't even know what the premise is.
It's where you make a, you have to make like a skyscraper, and you start with one floor, and you add different floors. There's like restaurants, residential, like a whole bunch of different types of floors you can add, and you move people in and give them jobs, and it earns money, and you have to restock items in different shops, and you can change the colors and everything. It's so much fun.
Is your name on top of the tower or something?
No.
Oh.
They could make a tiny Trump Tower these days, where you gotta run Trump's tower. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, his buildings do look cool. Like, have you ever seen Trump Tower? Not the one in, we have seen the one in Vegas. It's like a big golden tower.
That reflects the yellowness of the desert, so it's just this big monolith of piss.
Yeah, it looks like a big piss monolith. Yeah. It is cool, but it's kind of funny how he made his building to look like it was made out of gold. And then the one in New York City, the architecture is really cool. It has like chunks taken out of it where they put trees growing out of the building.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's a cool building, but I mean, I don't, you know, I want to, never mind, I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, I mean, maybe we could move into Trump Tower sometime. We could get an office there and do Super Mega from Trump. How cool would that be, dude, if we did Super Mega out of Trump Tower?
If we Twitch live streamed from Trump Tower.
Just telling people like, yeah, we do all of our funny Let's Plays and podcasts out of Trump Tower. People would be like, what? He's got a lot of properties. How many Trump Towers are there? There's one in Vegas.
I don't know.
There's one in New York. Are there more around the country?
How many Trump Towers are there?
I know he has a lot of buildings. He's got a bunch of golf courses. He's got a bunch of
hotels.
A lot of hotels. Lay Epic Trump Tower. He should rename it that, and he should get those big golden letters that say Lay Epic over Trump Tower, so it's called Lay Epic Trump Tower XD.
I really don't feel like looking this up and waiting for it to load. I just don't care, and I don't think the people care.
Well, I like Trump Tower.
I think Trump Tower is the best tower that's ever been built.
Good old Trump
Tower. It's the greatest tower. There's never been, you look at all the other towers, they just get knocked down. See, Trump Tower's still standing. It's the best. It's the greatest. You know, I don't like towers
that fall down.
That fall down.
I prefer towers that don't fall down.
Yeah.
And that's why I like Trump Tower. Yeah, all right. So recently I went to Universal Studios for the first time in Hollywood with my loving family. And I'd never been there before. And I went on all the fun rides, and I went on the studio tour, but something that stood out to me was I got some Dippin' Dots. The last few days, I've had Dippin' Dots twice.
Oh, it's so good.
Dippin' Dots are good, but I've honestly kind of burned myself out on them just after having them twice.
What flavor do you get? What's your favorite?
Favorite
flavor Dippin' Dots?
Rainbow Ice and Cotton Candy and the Sour Patch Kids Strawberry one.
What's your favorite flavor, though?
Rainbow Ice.
Mine is just chocolate. I don't like chocolate ice cream, though.
I like fruity flavored Dippin' Dots. I like the kind of fruity flavored ones.
No.
I've never been a fan of. I've had banana split Dippin' Dots. They're good. But you know what the thing about Dippin' Dots is?
What's the thing about Dippin' Dots, my boy?
The thing about Dippin' Dots is what's the slogan? It's the ice cream of the future.
Yeah.
They've been saying it's the ice cream of the future for like 20 years now. When did Dippin' Dots start?
You can't put Dippin' Dots in a fucking cone. Expect people to have a good time eating it.
Okay, so Dippin' Dots. Here's the thing about Dippin' Dots. Here's the thing about Dippin' Dots. When did Dippin' Dots? Hold on a second. When did Dippin' Dots start?
In
1988, 28 years ago. So it's called the ice cream of the future since 1988. Well, the future's now, Ryan, and it's not the ice cream of the future. It hasn't replaced ice cream.
Well, I mean, if it was made back then, and it's still kind of going on this far.
Well, it is.
Technically, it is.
It's ice cream of the future, but it's not the ice cream of the future. They still don't sell it. I can't get it in stores. I can't just go to the store and buy Dippin' Dots.
Didn't you used to be able to, like, buy little cups
little
of
packets?
It?
I don't know. I mean, the packets are never as good. They're always kind of melted, and then they've refrozen together.
Well, I'm going to go on Amazon.com.
You can order Dippin' Dots online in bulk, which I would love
Amazon?
To get a bag to put in our freezer.
On Amazon, though?
I'm looking
it up. Dip. And is it dip,
no? It's
dip in dots.
It's not dip and dots. It's dipping without the G. Dippin' Dots.
Oh, I always thought it was dipping dots.
Dip and dots.
Yeah, dipping dots.
Really?
Yeah.
Dipping dots.
There's dipping tapenade. What's that?
What? Tapenade?
Tapenade. Okay.
Tapenade.
Tapenade. Tapenade.
Dippin' Dots is an ice cream snack invented by Southern Illinois University Carbondale graduate Kurt Jones in 1988. The confection is created by flash freezing ice cream mix in liquid nitrogen. The marketing slogan is ice cream of the future. Okay.
Yeah, like they sell them in these. They sell them in these packets.
On Amazon?
See?
Oh, you can get on Amazon Prime now?
Did it say Amazon Prime now?
Wait, are you on Amazon Prime now or is Amazon Prime?
I'm on Amazon Prime.
Oh, shit, dude.
You can't get any on Prime. I don't see any Prime.
Well, I wish Dippin' Dots were
Prime.
Like, I wish you can get them in the store in big containers like regular ice cream because I fucking love Dippin' Dots.
I would definitely have a big old fucking container in our freezer of Dippin' Dots.
Well, you can get the big bulk bags online. I just don't know how cold they're going to be when they get to you. Because here's the thing. If Dippin' Dots even melt just a little bit, you refreeze them. They're kind of ruined. They're not those. The thing about Dippin' Dots is they're those perfect little balls, those little spheres. And if they melt, they lose that. And when they refreeze, it's just a bunch of little globs, a bunch of little. I mean, they still taste the same.
I like
it
when they start melting and mushing together.
Yes,
that's like my favorite point.
That is the best because they're still like cold.
Like when you're scraping them out of the bottom with a spoon.
Ah, dude, I want Dippin' Dots now.
Am I speaking your language?
You're speaking my fucking language.
Good, good.
You're dipping my dots right now, man. I really want some of those.
Dip and dots.
I want some dip and dots.
Nice.
Ew, that just made me think of like Dippin' Dots and then someone doing dip and spinning the dip spit into their Dippin' Dots and then eating it.
I had a step uncle. Do you want to know what he used to do?
Okay, well, I'm guessing it has to do with dip.
Because it's my stepdad's sister's husband. So my step uncle.
Wait, your stepdad's sister's husband.
Husband, yeah. Did I say uncle or husband?
You said step uncle.
He's my step uncle.
That's your step uncle?
He's not my actual uncle.
Yeah, no, but your dad's sister's...
My stepdad's sister's husband.
Yeah, okay,
husband.
No, sorry, I'm being dumb. You're right, that's a step uncle.
Yeah, and so what he would do as a hilarious practical joke is he did dip a lot. So when he needed to spit his dip out, he would always just spit it in the toilet and leave it there.
Dude, that's funny.
For one of the kids to find, because it looked like poo-poo. His name is, we called him Uncle Sonny.
Uncle Sonny. Who would go spit his dip in the toilet and leave it for someone else to find because that's a funny joke when you walk up into the toilet and there's poo-poo in it.
He's a big hunter, too. Actually, that whole side of the family is pretty big on hunting.
Yeah, I got some family that's that kind of a, you know, South Carolina vibe.
Yeah.
Dip is disgusting. That is probably the grossest form of tobacco to do. I've always heard this. I don't know how true it is because I've never researched it myself, but I've heard that dip, they put tiny, tiny little bits of fiberglass in it. So when you put it in, it makes little microscopic cuts on your gum to get the dip in, to absorb in your gum more. So there's little bits of fiberglass that...
Wait, what?
I think that's what I've always been told.
Dip fiberglass. Although small, glass-like particles can be seen, this is due to the formation of salt crystals. There is no fiberglass in dip. The addition of glass to dipping tobacco would be extremely ineffective as a delivery method, as bleeding and inflammation would be likely to decrease the intake of nicotine.
Well, I'm wrong. I've been proven wrong.
By Google.
Thank you, Google.
But I've...
Still dip. You should not dip. That's gross.
I've only known one person around my age that I was friends with that tried it once, and they said...
I've tried it.
Like, the buzz is just sickening.
It's gross. It's nauseating. So
it's a big buzz you get from
it. I had friends that, I knew this, my friend's older brother, he used to dip, and it was really gross, because he'd just get an empty water bottle and just spit his dip spit into it. So the water bottle would get filled to the rim with spit, and it was just brown, black spit.
God.
Like, watching people dip is gross.
Yeah.
I
don't know what that buzz is like. I only know what a cigarette buzz is like.
It made me dizzy, and I had it in my mouth for like 5 seconds before I spit it out and felt like I was going to throw up. I tried it just to try it, and it was, ugh. Let's do a Let's Play where we just take like, we each take half a can of dip and just chew it in our mouths.
You know, it's weird.
It's nasty.
Is it like, what does it taste like?
It's tobacco. It tastes bad.
Just tobacco? Just like, if I just ate a cigarette?
No, it's like smoky and it burns. Oh, it burns really bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just a pussy, and it's because I was in like ninth grade when I tried it. Yeah, it burns. Burns really bad. I remember he didn't want his parents to know he dipped, so he would hide his dip bottles under his bed.
Yeah.
I was in his room once wearing flip-flops, and my foot went under the bed, kicked over months-old bottle of spit.
God.
And it just went all in between my toes.
That's so gross. All
over my foot and my flip-flop. And, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give our crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
It was just congealed dip spit. So,
well, chasing a buzz is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Got to chase that buzz. It's weird. The reason I actually started smoking, I started smoking at 18, I think. I think that's when I had my first cigarette. But I did it because I smoked weed beforehand, and I'm like, and all of a sudden I had, it was disgusting, it was like a Marlboro Skyline, it was this blue pack, it was gross, and I just remember, this is like a little mini high, because the buzz you get from a cigarette,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is like mini weed, this is like weed toned down, and God, it's just so, it was so disgusting.
Yeah, I
remember getting super lightheaded.
No,
the first cigarettes.
I have smoked a cigarette before, and it made me really dizzy and lightheaded.
But you smoked it like an idiot. You tried to inhale the whole thing. Like, you thought you just
sucked it all down.
Yeah, you just sucked it up.
No, seriously, I don't remember. That was one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life.
You just thought, like, you know, I'll try one. I'll see what the big fuss is all about.
Sucked it all down, and then I just remember sitting there, and my world was spinning, and I felt like I was going to throw up, and, like, 10 minutes flew by in 5 seconds. It was, I don't recommend anyone out there to do that, and I don't recommend anyone to use tobacco products. Those are bad for you.
They're bad for you.
Very bad for you, and I'm sure that
They're very addictive. It sucks.
It's a hard habit to kick, so I recommend people don't even try it. Don't even, because, you know, I don't think anyone that smokes cigarettes is, like, ever been like, you know what, I'm going to get addicted to cigarettes. It's always like, I'm just going to, you know, I'm gonna try one. I'll try another one. You know, why not? And then you get addicted. So
the only pass I think people get is when they start smoking hookah, because hookah is like a social thing.
Yeah. So you and I used to smoke hookah
a lot.
And
I've had like 3 or 4 hookahs because Daniel broke one.
Daniel, he shattered that one.
Yep.
I just remember when I first came out to hang out with you guys for the first time, we did hookah like 5 nights in a row.
Every night.
I felt like absolute shit.
You were the one always asking. You were like, "Are we gonna hook it up?"
Yeah, because it was like I.
We'd
never,
always do. Are we gonna hook it up, dude?
We gonna fire up the hook?
Are we gonna fire up?
That's
the
what
hook?
It was. Was fire. Because no, I had never like smoked tobacco before.
Yeah,
and that was like the first time I had felt like a buzz, and it feels awesome. It feels great. So I'm like, oh, let's do it again. Let's watch a movie and smoke the hookah.
And it's like thick clouds, so it like
it's
feels
fun.
Like you're
it's
doing
fun,
shit.
And it didn't taste bad. And then after like the fourth time, you're just like, Jesus Christ, I'm ready to die. I never want to. I haven't smoked hookah in over a year now because I don't want to. When I think of it, I feel sick, like deep down.
Yeah.
It makes me feel nauseous because I just remember I would just like do a whole bunch of like hits on the hookah, and then I would just have to go lay down because I felt so shitty.
I think
it's also way worse for you than cigarettes. One hookah session is like, what, like a pack of cigarettes or
something like that?
It's like a ton of cigarettes. So
regardless whether. Well, whether you're smoking tobacco, shisha, marijuana, I guess that's the three that I'm thinking of right now, you're still like burning shit and it's going in your throat. It's smoke going down your throat regardless.
And so into your lungs, I mean, absorbed. Yeah. So it's never going to feel, it's never going to be good for you. It's never going to be, you know, there's not a healthier cigarette, I guess, but that's just our little word of advice. I'm sure there's people listening to smoking a cigarette right now. And you know what? You do you.
You but do you.
When you're on your deathbed, you'll say, "Man, I should have listened to Matt and Ryan. Should have listened to them."
But you guys have a cigarette on your podcast.
Shit. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. In the drawing, that's for the smoke effect. It looks cool. It's something to look at.
For some ambiance.
You need something moving to look at, just so you can just kick back and just watch it. And smoke is it's a good thing to look at, you know?
And if you need some lore to help you kind of pick out a reason for that cigarette to be there, it'd be like, Ryan used to smoke cigarettes.
There you go. It's symbolic.
And he just lacks the smoke. He just lacks the smell of the cigarette smoke.
That's
weird with people. People who've had parents that smoke cigarettes, I'd always apologize and be like, sorry if I pulled out a cigarette, and they'd be like, no, I don't mind. I actually like the smell.
No, I love the smell of cigarettes.
I don't know why people don't like the smell. I only like the effect. I liked,
I'm kind of the opposite.
Really?
I love the smell of cigarettes. Like, going into a house where someone smokes, or going into a, like,
always seems so cheap to me whenever I smell smoke around.
It does, but at the same time, dirty. It's like, I like that for some reason. I love the way cars that, you know, someone owned that smoked in. I really like the way cars smell that people have smoked in. I don't know why, because I know, like, it does feel kind of dirty, but I get this, like, weird nostalgia, because neither of my parents smoked as a kid.
My mom did. She's quit, actually, but she smoked for a large portion of her life.
Yeah, like,
I just grew up with that.
Yeah, well, I had one of my best friends, his parents smoked, so maybe it takes me back to, like, sleeping over at his house, like, nostalgia of that smell. But my dad likes the smell of tobacco, too, so maybe it's a genetic thing, liking the smell of tobacco. It just gives me a weird nostalgia, even though my family never smoked. So, I don't know. But
I just know when I turned 18, Daniel and a bunch of our friends, we had this group that we all went to the same college, or just we all lived in the same area, blah, blah, blah. This is probably freshman year of college, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd all turn 18 by then. And so we'd go to the cigar.
I did the same place. Thing. Yeah.
And like we did it multiple times. Like I'd get a glass Coke and a cigar, one of the better tasting ones.
Yeah.
Just sit out there and just puff at it.
Well, you don't inhale cigar smoke, right?
No.
It's simply just for the taste.
Some people inhale cigarillos just because.
Yeah, those are always so nasty to me, especially like the scented ones like cherry or vanilla.
Yeah.
I hate that smell. Like, I remember when I was in college, my friends and I, my friend Jackson and Christian, what we'd do is at the end of every semester, we'd get cigars and we'd just go down by these train tracks and smoke like a cigar together. And the first time I did, I didn't know you weren't supposed to like inhale, so I just inhale it. And I was like,
God. That had to burn. Like,
dude, it felt awful.
It's almost like getting the breath knocked out of you.
Yeah, it just burned, and I was like, and I wanted to go brush. And I brushed my teeth two times after that, and I could still taste it.
That's the worst part about smoking a cigar.
It does not come out of your clothes.
Do it after the age of 18 just because, like, we all grew out of it.
Yeah, it's like a novelty thing. You do it on a celebration, or you do it because you just turned 18. I did it when I turned 18 because it's like, oh, well, you know, I kind of have to buy a lottery ticket and a cigar. It's just kind of what it's like a rite of passage.
But every time we go to the, I guess, cigar merchant or whatever it was, the tobacco merchant, after a night of smoking a cigar, I'd wake up and I'd still kind of taste it. It'd be on me. It's very thick. I remember having to wake up for Food Lion in that state. And that was those were the worst mornings, having to wake up at like 5 or 6 a.m. to go to work at Food Lion to deal with customers as I like just imagine waking up. Can't wait to go spend all day at Food Lion and probably take someone's shift because they want to leave early because they want to hang out with their boyfriend.
Fucking asshole. Cigars, like, I like the smell of cigars, but the taste is just something completely different, and it's not a good taste.
No, I just don't see the enjoyment out of it because
it's what like dictators smoke, like Castro. And
you don't
stuff,
get a just... Do you get a buzz from it or anything? I don't remember getting a buzz or anything. I just remembered
it's the taste
and just like hanging out with the boys.
It's like a class thing, I guess. Yeah. It's like, this is classy. Smoke a cigar. Yeah, Ryan. You know what we should do?
What?
Let's from now on every podcast, let's just smoke cigars.
Ew.
Let's just sit. Let's bring cigars into the Grumps recording room without their permission and just light up cigars and smoke cigars the whole time.
Yeah,
dude, if we did that in here, this couch, this room, probably never get that smell out, and Aaron would be so mad, rightfully so, because making that room smell like shit.
My dad, one of the rules with the cars, because eventually he found out that I was smoking cigarettes, is like, don't smoke in the car, or else you're gonna stink up the car, and it's gonna be harder to like sell.
Yeah, well, it's really hard to get the cigarette smell out. Like, for some reason,
it stains some shit too.
You cannot get that smell out of cars usually. It's,
yeah,
like, usually to get the smell of cars, I think you have to change, like, all the seats and you have to change the, you know, the carpets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's gross because when you actually smoke indoors, it'll go into the walls. And it's...
Isn't there a picture of, like, someone's grandmother or something who, like, smoked every day? And all of a sudden when she died, you could see kind of, like, an outline of the couch?
Yeah, I saw it on Reddit where she would, like, smoke on her laptop every day. Yeah. Where she'd lean up against the wall. And it was just an outline of a person because the rest of the wall was yellow and where she was lighter. Because she smoked there for like 20 years, just always sitting there reading or on the computer in the same spot. So it was just lighter there, which is really gross because that means like all that shit was just sinking into the walls. So they would have to like actually remove all the wallpaper to get that smell out and probably scrub the walls. So
there's like two things that started just making me kind of gag a little bit after smoking for a while. Of course, that would be the dry smoke. I'd always have to have something to drink, but it would
cigarettes
it was
so gross.
When I would get down to the end of it, I'd look at the filter.
Yeah,
turn the, you know, the filter would be yellow.
Yeah, it's
like,
all yellow. It's
second.
Like that's going in your lungs.
And then you do that experiment with the water bottle. With
yeah,
the
I did that once where like... you take a water bottle and you take the lid and you cut a hole in it and you stick a cigarette in and you put a paper towel in between the lid and the bottle and you fill the bottle up with water and you light the cigarette, like you stick it in the hole in the top and you light it and then you cut a hole in the bottom of the bottle so it sucks all the water out, which sucks the entire cigarette into the bottle, and then you take it off and you... Thank you, Ryan. And then you take it off and you look at the, you look at the paper towel and it's just like black from all the shit that goes through. So that goes in your lungs when you smoke. So guys, don't do that. That's gross. What's going on in your lungs? That's
smoke rude. Responsibly.
I don't think there's such thing.
Smoke with an adult over the age of 18. No, actually in California it's 21.
It's 21, yeah. So guys, smoke responsibly, you know?
Just do it.
Just do it. Be safe about it. Be safe about smoking cigarettes. You
mixing
know?
Nike's athleticism with good old tobacco.
Just do it. Nike starts making cigarettes. Just do it.
What if that was Dare's logo, like their catchphrase? Just do it.
They don't. Dare doesn't exist anymore, right?
Why doesn't? Does it really not? Exist
it didn't
anymore?
Work.
Of course, it didn't work.
I think they realized that, and they're like, we should change our focus more to people drinking and doing things responsibly instead of
are
telling them
sure?
not to do it
it's,
at all. I don't think Dare exists. I think they got rid of it.
They still have the website.
Well, I don't think they teach it in schools anymore. I don't think that, because I remember Dare would come to my school.
It was
school,
a big thing. I
and I remember they would come and it would be like a 3-day thing where they'd show us all these videos. And they'd, you know, they'd cart in the TV. They'd wheel it in on the little cart. And on the VHS player, they'd play like a Dare movie, and then we'd have to write an essay about why we're never going to do drugs or drink alcohol. And I remember that. I wonder if I can... I bet I have my Dare essay somewhere. And we got, like, stickers that would say Dare and shirts. I want a Dare shirt. I love Dare. I like that logo. It's fun. It's a fun little logo.
I don't think they would show up to, like, my school that much because it's also, like, about, like, gang and violent behavior. And just my area wasn't prone to that type of stuff.
Oh, really? I remember...
I think mine was just... joints, smoking weed and shit. That's just what...
Don't smoke no joints, kids!
But... Everywhere, like, so many people smoke marijuana. That's the thing. Like, I thought when I lived in South Carolina, it would be the hardest thing to find. But it's so easy just to be like, hey, where's the weed at?
Where it at, though?
And then they take you to an open field and then shoot you in the back of the head.
Because that's illegal. Marijuana is illegal and do not smoke it.
Don't smoke marijuana.
You guys learned the lesson of that story. If you try to smoke marijuana, you're going to get shot in the back of the head in a field.
Guys...
So
please,
fuck off!
Please don't smoke marijuana. It leads to...
getting shot in the back of the head.
So I have a question.
Lay it on me, Ryan. Slap it on me.
You and I have an elevator in our wonderful apartment building. And you and I would be having a conversation. Or we walk in to an elevator where someone else is having a conversation.
Yep.
But when that happens, and other people join in the elevator in the middle of someone else's conversation, the conversation just stops.
Yeah, it's just silent.
And it's silent.
All the whole ride.
Why are elevators a capsule for awkwardness?
You know, it's like, it's weird because the thing about elevators is everyone in the elevator is 100% fully aware of everyone else and
like,
their silence.
They know. Yeah. I bet you like probably everyone at some point in the elevator at the same time is just kind of thinking, well, I should try and talk. Should I say, nah, I probably shouldn't say something. Yeah. Like, those thoughts are going through their head. And it's very obvious, the silence that's happening.
Like, why?
It's deliberate silence.
Why isn't it just like, hey, how you doing? It's like, that's awkward. It's awkward. Like, you just want to not interact. You just want to shut up and get there.
Everyone just pulls up their phone and just looks at it. Even if you're just looking at a blank screen and faking to swipe,
I just stare at the buttons and just like look around.
You don't want to look at them. You're just like,
I would love to see
a nice elevator.
I really want to put a camera in an elevator and just get a super cut of people awkwardly standing next to each other. Because think about what it is. It's multiple humans standing in a box, completely ignoring each other, but being fully aware of each other, but completely ignoring each other and just standing with a blank face, just silently.
I wonder if there's an answer. I'm going to look up.
Think about how
question.
Weird that is. Just like that imagery, how awkward that is.
Here are the reasons, apparently. You don't have enough room, therefore you could feel a bit violated when it comes to personal space.
I never feel violated
Two,
in an elevator.
Usually when we meet someone for the first time, we have at least an arm's length distance between us, and that's not possible in most elevators, causing it to be a very unnatural first contact space. 3. No one likes being locked in a metal cube on the I'm going to read this verbatim. No one likes being locked in a metal cube on the reel. And it's honestly pretty creepy if you think about it. On the reel.
On the reel, dude.
Last time you heard that.
Is that a BuzzFeed article?
It is, who's this from? The Odyssey? I don't know.
Oh, The Odyssey?
Is it? Yeah, Odyssey. Yeah.
The Ooh. Odyssey. Did you ever read that, The Odyssey?
Yeah.
Back
in
school?
School. It's okay. It's isn't that the, just the kind of just typical hero's journey?
The hero's journey. Yeah, that was a, I was never interested in that shit at the time. When I had to, like, read The Odyssey or The Iliad or, I don't know. Like, I get it's a classic, but I was just like, yeah, this shit's boring. I want to learn about something more fun.
Me and my ability to enjoy a book wasn't changed by appreciating old literature.
Same with, like, old film when they show you shit like Trip to the Moon and stuff. It's like, yeah, I get it's old and it's classic because it was, like, the first thing. But at the same time, I don't really care.
I still think The General's pretty decent. It's this old black and white film, The General of a... Like a...
I thought you were talking about the car commercial, no, the car insurance no. commercials.
It's a black and white... I think it's a Charlie Chaplin. No, who is that? That's not Charlie Chaplin.
The guy with the mustache? He had the Hitler mustache before Hitler did it?
No, it wasn't Charlie Chaplin.
It was Charlie Chaplin.
It was another a comedian. Ah, oh, come
Groucho
on.
Marx?
No, hold on. I hate that I don't know this. I'm so dumb! Why didn't I...
You fucking idiot!
It was Buster Keaton.
I've never heard that name in my life.
You ever heard Buster Keaton?
Buster Keaton, no.
He's a big slapstick boy back in the black and white era.
Imagine being one of those slapstick celebrities like Charlie Chaplin or Groucho Marx or Buster Keaton. Like, it's just a funny... Wait, did Charlie Chaplin wear eyeliner or were his eyes just naturally dark underneath?
No, they wore a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
I think to kind of... Because I think the like exposure usually was always really high,
oh.
Like the lights were always high, so to add contrast.
Kind of cartoon yourself up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
You gotta add like thicker lines, and he had the box mustache. He's the only other person in history, I think, that's famous, that rocked the box mustache, which is Adolf Hitler's mustache, and pulled it off. And I think that, well, it's also because that was before Hitler rose to power, but...
If Hitler had a fucking mutton chops... If it was just mutton chops, would he ruin mutton chops? No. How come this small mustache was ruined?
Because
why was that mustache? If he had any other type of facial hair, it wouldn't have been ruined.
Because I think that was not a common mustache, like where mutton chops has been common forever.
Are you sure that wasn't like a common...
The box
like,
mustache? I don't think, well, it might have been common, but it wasn't popular, like widespread popular, I don't think. Because, you know, that took a lot of tending to keep it that shape. I think that was a very unique facial hair thing. Like people did it, but it wasn't huge. That's why Charlie Chaplin is famous for it too, because I don't think it was very... widespread at the time. So then when he came around and... Okay, imagine if a dictator came to power and their mustache was like a perfect rectangle.
A triangle.
Yeah, like a little triangle. That they'd be
like
known
an
for
upside
that.
Down triangle.
Yeah, you know, they'd be known for that because that's, you know, it's so... What's symbolic? Because it's just them. It's very... When you see that, you think of them. Because Hitler was so famous at the time. That mustache was like associated with him. So he ruined that for everyone. But
It wasn't a good mustache to begin with.
It just looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, what about, we haven't had a dictator, have we had a dictator that had a pencil thin mustache?
No.
So those look.
Maybe, I don't know.
You know who's got that pencil thin mustache? It's Pico Taro. He's the guy that made the pin pineapple apple pin thing. He's got that goofy little drawn on mustache.
Oh yeah.
It's just like hangs onto the top of his lip. It's like a single pencil line.
It looks like the eyebrows people draw on themselves.
Man, have you ever... We saw that guy. I was talking about this last night with my dad. We saw that guy one time in Glendale who had a legitimate 100% unibrow.
Yep.
It didn't even dip down to like 95% in the middle. It went full 100 all the way through.
Okay. I have a quick
solid one. Black line all the way across.
Why is it seen as unattractive to have a unibrow? Didn't it used to be an attractive thing?
Is it because
for women? Or was it never an attractive thing?
Was it?
Thing?
No, I know.
I thought like way back when, like having a unibrow was like. Like, you know how being skinny wasn't that attractive a long time ago, and it was being heavier was seen as a sign of being rich and more.
I think what it is I think the unibrow like calls back to like a Neanderthalic era. Like it kind of looks like very unkept, kind of like uncivilized look, maybe like mm-hmm. back to like caveman look. Because when they draw cavemen, they draw them with unibrows.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of goes back to that period, and it's a bunch of extra hair on your face. So I think that it's kind of just seen as like primal. I don't know.
See, I was right. Yeah, yeah. Ancient Greek and Roman cultures, unibrows were prized as beautiful.
Hmm. I wonder why that changed. I wonder where that shift was. What was the social shift that made it unattractive?
Do you think it was a part of the whole kind of armpit hair, leg hair thing where women shave, where it's like less body hair, the better, the more clean, I guess, the body?
Maybe, yeah. Like unibrow, like if I see a dude with a unibrow, I kind of automatically assume he's not that clean.
There are people with unibrows listening. Like
they don't have to keep the unibrow. That's their choice.
They don't have to shave the unibrow.
Well, then that's their choice. I'm just saying that's what, by like society kind of thinks, that's what you've grown to kind of like accustom it with. Just kind of like a...
For me, it's more accustomed to a just social unawareness. Because I have a feeling, well, when you make yourself up, you don't do it for yourself. You do it for other people.
Yeah.
So when you don't do it, it shows that, I guess, you don't care, you know, about what other people think about you in a sense, or it just shows that you're just not socially aware of that aspect of physicality, that you're just kind of like, you know, this people don't mind this.
Well, like, think about this. In movies and cartoons, when they draw someone like really ugly, they give them a unibrow.
Helga Pataki. Yeah.
Helga Pataki from Hey Arnold.
Yep. She had a famous unibrow.
She had a very famous unibrow. Like, but when they do caricatures of people to make them ugly, they usually give them a unibrow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like seen as the, I don't know, it has become, at least in modern society, like one of those things that's like seen as ugly, you know? Yeah. And if you're listening to this and you got a unibrow, all the love to you in the world. You do whatever you want to do. You do you.
Sure, there unibrow. I'm sure there are people on here.
I'm not talking like
excessive back hair.
Well, I don't care about excessive back
that
hair.
That puffs out of the back of their like
their
t-shirt
shirt?
Neck. Yeah.
That
curls
slight,
around and go like
that does
starts
slightly
fraying out. It looks like a lion's mane
when like you can see like the hair coming out of the shirt. That's always a little
yeah. I have those stray back hairs. Those like, do you ever have those?
I just don't grow body hair really.
Really, I have like black kind of just stray hairs on my back. Just pluck them every now and then.
I knew a guy once, a short little guy, and he was like the hairiest dude in the world, and it was gross to me. Just like, it like come out of the collar of his shirt. Like
Barry's got some hair on him.
Barry?
Barry.
Hairy yeah. Barry. Dude, let's bring him in here.
Have you never seen Barry's torso?
I have never seen Barry without a shirt on. Can we bring him in and have him take his shirt off?
Well, that's kind of demoralizing, isn't it?
No.
Come in here. Now take off your shirt.
No, I just want to see. I want to see if he's hairy. I want to see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Harry's unattractive. I just want to see Barry.
Because he's hairier than I am.
I want to see Harry Barry. I want to see him.
Do you believe that
on.
He's hairier than I am?
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
For Barry, for some reason, I don't know. I can see that. He seems like a hairy.
Am I like a hairy, hairy person? I feel
very,
like.
Yeah. Got
is
a lot
that
of hair.
Like very hairy?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's very
is that
hairy.
Seen as very?
As opposed to this, I got like no hair on my body.
Yeah.
I'm like, it looks like I just got waxed. I just got like tar and feathered, and I just cleaned all the tar off of me.
Because my body hair isn't like coarse and kind of dark.
It's I don't know. Some people just don't grow like a lot of hair on their body. I got leg hair. I don't got a lot of hair on like my chest or anything. I got no hair on my chest actually.
Is it because you were castrated when you were
no,
young?
No, Ryan, don't stop. Don't bring that up. Do not bring that up on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
You better cut this out.
I will.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, good old. Now we all know Barry's hairy. Hairy old Barry.
Ha ha.
Glad he got his wee back.
Yep.
Thank God.
Aaron, how dare you?
Aaron, you fucking piece of shit.
Whoa, dude.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Dude, I want to go back to Japan.
Why?
Because it was fun as hell. Been thinking
I
about
go.
It a lot. Yeah, you come with me, dude.
I will.
I want to go with like a group of people. Sounds like a lot of fun. Anyone okay. listening to this want to go, just, you know, shoot me an email and let's go. Just kidding. Don't do that.
I'm going to look up the top five funny questions to ask someone. I'm going to ask you them.
Funny. The top five funny questions to ask. Oh, I'm excited for this one.
To ask.
All right, guys, prepare. Try not to laugh too hard at these.
These are nothing really came up with funny. Oh, yeah, here we go. Funny questions to ask someone. Guys, a friend, someone.
I'm a guy and a friend and someone, so.
Okay. Have you ever gone cow tipping?
Sorry, that one's funny. No, I have not gone cow tipping because that's pushing over fucking live animals.
Okay.
It's mean. But that was pretty funny.
Do you think people should eat the fish they catch or just let them go?
What kind of... These aren't funny questions.
It says, funny questions to ask people, guys, a friend, someone.
Do you think people should eat the fish they catch?
Okay, how sure? about this? How about another funny question?
All right.
This is funny questions to ask someone interesting. And you're an interesting person.
Thanks, Ryan.
Do you put butter before putting the peanut butter on?
When do I put butter and peanut butter on the same piece of bread?
Okay, fine. I'll look up another question.
But, well, I put butter on before I put the jelly on. Because butter, like, it's smooth and it melts. And then you put the jelly on top. I don't dip the knife back into the jelly, though, if it has butter on it, because then you're going to get butter in the jelly, and then that shit's going to get all nasty.
Do you shampoo first in the shower, or do you soap first in the shower?
I change it almost every day.
These are some funny questions, dude.
Dude, I'm imagining someone asking this question and laughing their ass off.
Okay.
I shampoo. It doesn't matter. It's just whatever I grab first in the shower. I do both probably 50-50.
Okay, I'm gonna.
This morning I shampooed first, and then I did body wash, and then I did face wash. I do three things: I shampoo, I body wash, and I face wash.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Here's a. I'm gonna look up. Okay, how about this? And I looked up 30 of the hardest. No, 50 funny.
Come on, Ryan. I need some funny.
Okay,
questions.
Seven questions that are very hard to answer.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? This is from Pinterest.
Question one. What about abortion in the case of murder?
Okay, here we go. Would you die for anything or anyone? What?
Would I die? Yeah, there's people I would die for.
Okay. Now I gotta press the continue button because this isn't like a big page thing.
People I love, yeah.
What's going on? These aren't things. What's going on? I think I fucked up. Something's wrong.
I would hate having to put that, you know, that guilt on them, like... Oh, he died for me. It could have been me.
What is this site?
What is it? It's just a bunch of ads. It looks like you're reading through an iMessage chat with a bunch of shit thrown into it.
That's the question. But then...
Give me some more questions, Ryan.
I press continue. Okay. What is the meaning of life?
What kind of... I don't know.
Okay. That was a tough question.
That is a tough question, but it's like, no one knows that.
That wasn't...
I guess the meaning of life is maybe it doesn't have a meaning. Just be... Live your life to be as happy as you can and make other people happy and be nice to other people.
Okay.
There you go. It's the best answer I can give you. Make others happy, make yourself happy, and don't be an asshole.
Okay.
Make life worth living. Give me another one, Ryan.
Okay. Benjamin buys 5 apples. If he gives 3 of them to Suzanne Collins...
Are you
Collins,
making this up? Is this really one of the questions?
If he gives 3 of them to Suzanne Collins... How many apples does he have left?
That's not on there, Ryan. You're making that up.
He has 2 apples, Matt.
It's not a hard question. It's 2 apples. I figured it out.
Okay, here's another hard question to answer. In what funny SpongeBob episode did Pat...
You're making this shit... Give me the real question,
There is no
Ryan.
Real question. They're all shitty, like, questions about relationships. There are many times in a relationship that questions that are very hard to answer beforehand come up. Different people will believe in different courses of action, but ultimately those who are in the relationship have to make their own choices and decisions.
Well...
That's not a question!
Let's give relationship advice, then.
Okay. No, let's go to our relationship advice... Read the people's thing and actually give them advice.
Okay, let's go to r/relationships and what's the top post?
Is it relationships or relationship advice? No, it's r/relationships. Yeah. Here's one. My boyfriend, a 24-year-old male, insists on hand washing my, a 19-year-old female's, bras and panties himself. Hey, my BF and I have been dating for 4 months now. We've known each other for longer. We are currently living together. It is temporary, blah, blah, blah. I asked him why he was washing my underwear at 7 in the morning, and he said, it's okay, just go back to sleep. Later in the day, I told him that what he did was sweet, but I'd really prefer washing my own underwear. He was like, what's the big deal? You're my girlfriend. Yesterday afternoon, I came home, and he was doing it. I don't want to do this. This is, I just, I'm
well, bored. Ryan, what's your opinion on this subject? This person has no idea that we're reading their relationship advice from Reddit to an audience of tens of thousands. So, so what do you think about this boyfriend that's been washing his girlfriend the 4 months panties at 7 in the morning before she wakes up? Like, I will admit that's a bit strange. And she said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Go back to bed."
This is like one of those times where after a certain event, she'll go, I just should have seen it coming. The signs were there. I just didn't pay attention.
I was washing my bras and panties with the colander in the sink. Like,
now her friends would be like, you know, something was off about him. But we tried to tell her, but, you know, she just
Something off. And maybe that person is listening to this podcast, and maybe she's fucking shitting her pants right now. Like, what the fuck?
You know?
Hey, yeah, okay, so, well, maybe, okay, if he's getting some sort of sexual pleasure out of it, then maybe I guess that's where you got to find the defining. There's two different options you can do. If he's doing this to get some sort of sexual satisfaction, then maybe that's a little weird.
Wait, there's an update. They actually solved it, I think.
Maybe. Oh, they solved it.
They said update. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
My boyfriend found my Reddit post about where I was talking about.
Update. Sorry for not responding. I was at work. So basically, I confronted my boyfriend again, and he admitted that he jacks off into my panties and then washes them.
I knew it.
Okay, there we go. I was a bit grossed out, frankly, and told him nicely to stop. His response was, what's the problem with it if I wash it afterwards?
Oh, no, come on,
dude.
It's
like nothing happened.
Okay, dude, come on,
no. Making it seem like I'm the weird, unreasonable. What? You don't jerk off into someone's... Like, how would he like it if his, like, dad came out and was like, Dad, my underpants are crusty. Yeah, I've been jerking off into them. Don't worry, I'm gonna wash them. I'm gonna wash them.
Okay, here's the thing. It's like, if the girlfriend doesn't like it and she said, don't do that, he shouldn't fight against that. That's her underwear.
She's politely just...
Saying,
insinuating,
please don't do that.
Please don't masturbate into my underwear that
I
want to
wear. Well,
what's
the problem?
I wash them for you afterwards.
No, that's not the point. It's like a personal space thing.
It's like for instance, it wouldn't matter if you washed my clothes and like you were like, Ryan, I just jerk off into your t-shirts.
Ryan, sorry, dude, I've been blowing my nose in your shirt.
I know.
Like, dude, what's the big deal? What's the big deal?
I wash it. Why are you acting so weird? Yeah, whoever this girl is, you need to, wait, Vernon.
Wait, what's the username? Daddy Vernon? It's Vernon!
Hey!
Oh, hey, Vernon!
Vernon, we have a question.
Vernon out? Did you see Vernon out there? I thought it was just a strange coincidence. No.
So we've been reading, we read a post on our relationships.
Yep.
Here we go. This will help a bit.
Yep.
And so there was a post that says, basically this girl's trying to figure out if she's the weird one in this situation. So she's recently found out that her boyfriend of... Four months.
Okay.
She found out that he's been masturbating into her underwear and then hand washing them afterwards.
Okay.
And she's wondering if it's weird for her to be kind of upset.
Well, she said, please don't do that. What's the problem? I'm washing them.
Yeah. Are you guys on opposite ends of this? Like,
No. I think we're in agreement of saying, like, well, if she, you know, she asked not to and he's fighting, he shouldn't be fighting.
We took it to the extent of, like, picture this, Vernon. If I told you. Like, if you're wearing underwear right now, I'm saying like, oh, wow, Vernon, I masturbated into those a week ago. And you're like, what? I'm like, don't worry, I washed them.
I hand washed them afterwards.
Yeah, I hand washed them. Like, it would still be weird. Like, it's not like, oh, I washed the cum out of your underwear.
I think that relationships are a system of boundaries.
Okay.
Right? And relationships are, they vary. No relationship is the same.
All right.
I think there's value in saying, hey... don't come in this and or wash it afterwards, which admittedly isn't the worst outcome. But if someone in the relationship says, hey, don't come on my things when washing them afterwards, I, as the other person in the relationship, would say like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I respect that boundary that you've built.
What would you do if you walked in the room? And if you had a girlfriend at the time, I guess, she has, like, your underwear on, like, two poles, so it's, like, up there, and she's had her legs spread in front of it, and she squirts into your underwear.
Yep.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Is it a guy-girl thing? Do you think it would be weirder? Do you think it's weirder for a guy to come into a girl's underwear than a girl to squirt into a guy's underwear?
Wow, these are conversations. These are hard-hitting ones we have an hour into the podcast.
First of all, happy to be here. Happy to go on record in terms of how I feel about jizz in underwear. Foreign cum.
Foreign cum, not your own.
Not your own.
Like foreigners cum.
I think I would be okay with it if we had a conversation beforehand about the things that we want.
Well, we are having a conversation right now. Would
come
it be okay?
In my underwear, Matt.
All right, I can do that.
Also, okay. Quick side note. I read our relationship sometimes too. Apparently, there is a person who was asking her boyfriend knows that she's afraid of spiders, that she has panic attacks when there's spiders present, and her boyfriend had friends over and she was with them, and her boyfriend grabs a jar of spiders and pours it on her.
The fuck? Why did he have a jar of spiders? Where did that come from?
There's so many questions.
How do you get a jar of spiders?
I have so many questions, but...
You attract them. You come into panties and that attracts the spiders.
Oh, that does attract spiders, right?
Essentially, she was asking if she was rightful in being mad about that.
Do a lot of, okay, this is going to sound weird, but do a lot of women have trouble with boundaries? Like, it seems like when a guy obviously is going over the line in our, I'm talking mainly about our relationships, because I see those types of posts a lot. It's like, my boyfriend cut the head off my cat. Am I being a bit too pushy by saying that was too far?
No, what the fuck?
You're being the exact right amount of pushy.
Like, you just found out that your boyfriend of 4 months is hiding the fact that he's coming into your underwear and then waking up at 6 a.m.
To hand wash them.
Like, yeah.
Everybody's like, what's the big deal?
I know.
It's like, only your clothes I'm coming
that
on.
That is
come
not
on.
A normal situation people find themselves in.
No.
But anyways, we don't want to kink shame, but we'd also like to...
Communication.
Yeah,
Communicate what you want in a relationship.
But thank you for
Thank you, Vernon, for giving your insight
advice.
On this.
Thank you for having me. I want you all to know that this happened specifically because I leaned into the engineering window and just made the blowjob sign with my mouth.
Oh, I didn't even see it,
guys.
Vernon.
Yeah, and that got my attention. You know how quick I am to avert my gaze towards a blowing young man.
Good old Vernon. We had you on episode 3 or 4.
Oh shit.
That was 35 episodes ago, Vernon. So welcome back.
Yeah, if you guys ever want to bring me on for a full episode rather than just me. Okay. All right, well, take care, guys. Bye.
I see you, Vernon.
See you. You have a good
Bye.
Luck.
Goodbye.
Wait. Can you give us, before you go, can you yell any insider info on anything that's going on in the Grump office that people haven't been able to hear of?
Yeah, I'm tired all the time.
That's not insane.
All right, Vernon has cancer, everyone. All right, there it is.
That was him crying.
He wasn't laughing. He was crying. I'm gonna burst into tears. I'm gonna wait. That Reddit post is gonna be update number 3 tomorrow. So apparently, two guys with a podcast,
two guys with a Minecraft podcast,
two guys that have played Roblox on YouTube went in talked
Club
about this.
Penguin in Roblox and Firefighter Simulator for the Wii.
They went on and talked about this on their podcast. So my boyfriend and I have broken up ever since. Now that our dirty laundry, no pun intended, has been aired to the world.
Did you come up with that and you were waiting to use?
No, no. I just that was on the spot. I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, I'm in this position because I'm in that uncomfortable state.
You're ready because we've been sitting on the couch for over. You ready to end it?
Yeah.
I think that pun was a great way to end the podcast, Ryan. Dirty laundry. Aired the dirty laundry.
That's a good one. That is a good pun.
We can even name this podcast Dirty Laundry.
We will.
Okay, that's a great
that'll
name for the.
That'll be the title of
perfect.
It.
Dirty Laundry. All right,
or
guys.
We can title it Dirty Grandpa so we can put Dirty Grandpa in the tags.
It was called Bad Grandpa, not Dirty Grandpa.
There was Dirty Grandpa.
There wasn't Dirty Gramp.
With Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro and
Zac Efron.
And Zac, yeah.
And Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Mintz.
Man, you know
Plaza.
You know it, dude. Did you see that movie?
No, I just know shit about when it comes to movies and all that.
There you have it, folks. Just know shit. Well, thank you for tuning in to episode 39. Next episode is 40. That's a big one. We got weird on this one. We talked about some new things, so... Love you guys so much. Catch it on iTunes on Saturday. Catch it on YouTube on Thursday. Or if we forget to upload it to iTunes, catch it on iTunes sometime later. And make sure you bug us about it on our subreddit and our Twitter all the time. We really like that. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hey,
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.